Find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 187. Hope you're enjoying the last weekend of the winter. Yes, officially next weekend marks the start of spring, March 20th to be exact. Let's hope our spring is marked by good weather, more businesses opening up, and vaccinations in our arms. Okay, we have a stellar Tech It Out show planned for you this hour. We're going to kick things off with MySound. Sounds like a great idea, and it's a free app, no less. You connect your Apple Music or Spotify account to share your favorite tracks and playlists, follow friends and others you know, and discover new music with trending songs and playlists of the week. There are no hidden fees or strings. Again, it's called MySound, one word, capital M, capital S, and it's a completely free social media app for you to use. So a Spotify user can share his or her playlist with a friend on Apple Music and vice versa. I couldn't do that before. We're going to get to that momentarily. Then, we're going to learn about Oura Ring. It's a smart ring with no screen, but as the CEO of Oura Ring will no doubt explain, it can calculate a ton of health and fitness and sleep data that a smartwatch can as well, but perhaps more accurately, or let's say less obtrusively because it's on your finger and with fewer distractions, like not buzzing when you get a text message and not showing you who's calling on a screen because there isn't. Again, it's called Oura Ring, O-U-R-A. After that, we're going to connect with actor Alan Ritchson, who you no doubt would recognize. He's been in movies like The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, a couple of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, and he's been in TV shows tied to the DC Comics universe, like Titans, and he was Aquaman in Smallville, actually. So Alan wrote, produced, directed, and starred in a new comedy sci-fi action flick called Dark Web Cicada 3301. Just came out last week. And we're going to learn all about that with Alan Ritchson. So we'll catch up with him. All of this and more on a brand new Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off the show with our first interview. As many of my listeners know, I'm a huge fan of music. In fact, I was a musician before I was a techie. I managed and drummed in a band called Remedy till the early 90s. And so I get excited whenever there's some cool new tech tied to music. We're going to hear about a promising app right now. It's called MySound. Joining me on the line to tell me all about it are its co-founders, Michael Tobolo, who's chief operating officer, and Dylan Bejana. He's CEO. Welcome to the show, Michael and Dylan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity, Mark. Thank you.
Sure thing. So, Michael, let's start with you. At a high level, what is MySound all about?
So, Mark, I'm actually going to start off with asking you the question. Are you on Spotify or Apple Music yourself?
Both, but Spotify is my go-to streaming service platform.
Now, do you happen to have any other friends or others you know that are on Apple Music?
Yeah, not as many.
Well, in that case, I'm hoping you know the struggle of trying to share anything across two platforms. So what My Sound is doing is it's taking a new approach on how music is shared by making it social. So the app allows you to share songs and playlists on a dedicated platform to music. Not only this, but the app is designed for discovering music from those you follow and by seeing the trending songs and playlists on the My Sound page.
Well, we actually really pride ourselves in the simplicity of My Sound. As soon as you download the app, you sign up and with a click, connect with Spotify, Apple Music, or both. From here, you have full access to the app with a really intuitive design centered around four main tabs. A home tab to see what playlists and songs your friends share. The discover tab to see the trending songs and playlists of the week. The post tab lets you share your favorite playlist or song from either streaming platform. Or your personal tab, showing your followers, posts, settings, and more. Just like any other social media app, Mark, users share, like, and follow.
Okay, so whether you're on Spotify or Apple Music or both, and I think those are the only two supported streaming music services at this point,
yeah.
You can then share something you're listening to, whether it's a playlist or a song, with your friends, regardless of which platform that they've subscribed to. Is that right?
Correct, Mark.
And how did you come up with this idea?
Well, when Mike and I first met in first year of university, we really bonded over music. We would always show each other new songs we liked. I asked him for his playlist one day, forgetting he was on Spotify and I'm on Apple Music. We instantly looked for a solution and couldn't find one. We found a lot of our friends had the same problem. Not only that, but once we shared all of our favorite songs, we had a tough time trying to discover something new. That's where we came up with My Sound. And after a year of work, we launched Boxing Day of 2020.
That's great, Dylan. Now, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong. If I am listening to something on Spotify, I can share right from within the app or the desktop app, like on social media or something. So how would My Sound differ? I guess it's just that it's cross-platform then.
Correct, yeah. So essentially, we aggregate all users across Apple Music and Spotify into one place. And because the app is dedicated to music specifically, it's not as inconvenient as, say, going onto an Instagram story and posting it there. Your songs are able to save and be on a platform where you're able to collect likes. And like I said, it's on a platform dedicated to music rather than other things like photos of life and lifestyle.
Okay, got it. And Dylan, maybe you could walk us through the process. So let's say I'm on Apple Music or one of our listeners is on Spotify. How do you get going?
We actually have a built-in playlist converter within our app. And there are currently a few solutions on the App Store, but they all require a payment, a monthly payment to convert all of your songs. You said you're on both Apple Music and Spotify, correct, Mark?
I am, but I'm probably an anomaly. I think most people will have one or the other.
Do you ever try to transfer your playlist between the two?
I haven't, no.
Well, a lot of people do when they're trying to switch streaming platforms because they want to keep their playlists. And actually, you can use our app for that. It's a free playlist converter with actually no ads. So that would be great.
So when you share a song or a playlist with someone through My Sound, what do they see on their, say, mobile device? And do they need the My Sound app as well?
Well, Mark, how do you see what your friends share on Instagram?
It would show up in my feed, I guess, or as a story.
My Sound is very similar. It shows up on your feed. The most recent playlists and songs from people you follow have shared. By connecting Spotify or Apple Music, users can share playlists and songs from their music library. Yes, they would have to download the app. There, you can just search up your profile and see what playlists they have shared. Matt is Dylan, by the way, if you want to follow me on there.
We are chatting with Dylan Bejana, CEO of My Sound. We also have on the line Michael Tobolo. He's COO, operating officer. We're chatting about this app called My Sound. Now, do you think companies like Spotify or Apple want an app like yours to exist? I mean, you would think that they want to keep everybody within their own sort of walled garden. Is that fair?
So actually, a few months ago, some Reddit users had gotten a hold of our app and were telling us all about how they loved the idea and what we were doing at MySound. And one user decided one night to give us both heart attacks by telling us Apple's previously shut down apps that were designed for playlist conversion between Apple Music and Spotify. So naturally that night, as any sane person would do, we hunkered down and waited for the Apple lawyers to break down the doors and steal the app away from us. And I think that's when we really started to kind of question this as well. And quite honestly, we feel if anything, MySound is a great addition for promoting both services. When we build a dedicated network of users that really want to join in on the music sharing community, this would almost entice people to join either of the supported streaming services. And as we've mentioned, our goal is not to mess with the streaming services themselves, but offer a new way for them to be used by music lovers.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Michael, how much does MySound cost? And do you need an iPhone? Does it also work on Android? And what about other platforms like Windows and Mac and all that?
So currently we're only supported on iOS for the iPhone, iPad, so on and so forth, and we're absolutely free. People already pay enough for their streaming services, and we want to kind of enable a community that can freely share their music.
Okay. Any word on when you think Android may come down the road?
We have plans to launch on Android in the future, but currently want to work on making the best product possible on iOS and then transfer over at a later date.
All right. And I guess, Dylan, you just go to the Apple App Store, type in MySound with no space,
yep,
and you'll be able to download it.
Yes. You can also check us out at mysoundapp.com for the download link and more information.
Okay, mysoundapp.com. Michael and Dylan, thanks so much. Congratulations on the launch of this app, and I hope it does really well for you. I'm going to check it out for sure.
Thank you again for having us, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Sure thing. Cheers.
Thank you.
Pretty impressive, especially for young 20-somethings who came up with a great idea, and I am surprised that Apple and Spotify allow it. But, hey, kudos to them. I guess they found a workaround, and if you want to grab it before it's too late, but I think they're okay. Again, it's MySound, one word, MYSOUND. Don't forget, on the program this hour, we're also going to chat with Oura Ring to learn about their new smart ring and why it might be beneficial over a smart watch. We're also going to talk with Alan Richson, the writer and star of a new film called Dark Web Cicada 3301, based on these online puzzle, crypto kind of puzzle, weird, dark secret society kind of thingy that happened a couple of years ago. I'll let Alan explain all that. But don't forget, we're going to chat with Alan this hour as well. This program, both the podcast and radio show, is powered by ASUS. For those in search of incredible, ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops and desktops, accessories like monitors, as well as mobile devices, smartwatches, smartphones, tablets, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. And before we take a short break and return with Oura Ring, I did want to thank those who took the time to write in, who read my last article in USA Today. I do write weekly for USA Today and their parent company, Gannett. It was on five things to look for if you're shopping for a dash cam, a dashboard camera. If you didn't catch the article, you can just Google dash cam, D-A-S-H-C-A-M, and my name, Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N, to find the article. But in a nutshell, I discussed parking mode and why that's cool, voice support for controlling your dashboard camera hands-free, 4K resolution, so better quality video captured by that dash cam, opting for a dual lens model if you are an Uber driver or Lyft driver and you want a camera both in front of the vehicle as well as what's going on inside the vehicle, it's a good idea. And finally, app support and why you may want that with the latest dash cams. So once again, type USA Today into your favorite search engine with my name, Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, and you'll be able to pull up my article on five things to look for in your next dash cam. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at libertynation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. When it comes to wearable tech, many of us think of a smartwatch or an activity tracker on your wrist, right? But there are also smart glasses. There's high-tech clothing with advanced sensors in them, and smart rings, too. Joining us to talk about the Aura smart ring family is Harpreet Singh Rai, Chief Executive Officer of Aura. Welcome to the show, Harpreet. Good to chat with you.
Mark, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Before we talk about Aura Ring, and for our listeners, it's spelled O-U-R-A, tell us about the appeal of wearable tech.
Yeah. Look, I think the hard part for consumers today is understanding your health on a daily basis. How am I doing? And, you know, unfortunately, the way the healthcare system works today is, right, we really only go to the doctor, right, or the emergency room, you know, after it's too late, right? It's almost like the car engine has broken down and now we need to fix something. But, you know, we have new cars today that have better dashboards and you can sort of see that, hey, the check engine oil light is on. I think wearable tech gives that same power to the users about their health. They can get daily feedback on how they're doing and start to understand how their lifestyle decisions impact their health.
I like that. It's like preventative maintenance.
Exactly.
So why would someone consider a wearable on their finger opposed to their wrist? Is it like less obtrusive?
Yeah, I think it's really convenience and you know, is probably what most people feel, but also accuracy. I mean, on the convenient perspective, right, like – you know, especially because we focus on sleep and recovery, you know, wearing a wrist tracker that's big and bulky, you know, sort of blinks really brightly in the middle of the night, you know, you have to wear it pretty tightly, can actually like cut off circulation if you're wearing it for a long time. You know, it's just uncomfortable. Frankly, like a lot of people even take off their watches, you know, normal watches, not smart watches, like when they're doing things like typing. And, you know, in the past, I think people who've had Fitbits or Jawbones, you know, one of the biggest, in fact, the biggest return issue is a lot of the straps breaking. And, you know, what we found with the Ring is that you put it on and people say they forget it's there. We specifically use titanium, so it's ultra light, so it doesn't really bother you. There's no blinking lights that you see that are bothering you in the middle of the night. And, you know, it actually lasts about, you know, 7 days, the battery life. So that's also stronger as a form factor on the finger than the wrist. Now, the other even more important reason is accuracy. You know, everyone, when they, you know, go to the hospital, their heart rate and their SpO2 is measured on that finger. The reason that technology existed is because the pulse on your finger is so much stronger. You know, we did the same thing in a wearable. It took a long time to cram all those tiny sensors in there. But I'd really say accuracy and that convenience that the consumer loves.
Okay, so I want to hear more about those Oura Ring features in a moment. But just a side note, and, you know, truthfully, I did write the book Apple Watch for Dummies. So, you know, some people say, well, I like smartwatches because when I'm chatting with somebody, say, at a dinner table and, you know, a notification goes off, it's less rude than pulling out your phone. I would actually argue it's even more rude to look at your wrist, because then the person you're sitting with, you know, at that restaurant may think, oh, geez, maybe they want to go home or something, you know, because it implies you're bored when you look at your wrist, right? So I would argue that that's not necessarily true.
I agree. It's this weird thing where, you know, we put almost the cell phones on the table when we're in a meeting room, and they've been around longer, right? So it's a little bit more socially acceptable. I feel the same way to look at your phone, but frankly, we felt like even wrist and even your phone is more of a distraction device, right? And in fact, the average human nowadays, right, touches a phone over 100 times per day, even more than that, it's almost 10 times per hour awake. And if you think about that, like just being that constant distraction, we didn't want yet another distraction device. We're already overloaded with information. We wanted something that was sort of unobtrusive, silent, fits in with sort of your fashion, your lifestyle, is really easy to use and elegant.
All right. So with that in mind, Harpreet, talk to us about Oura Ring. What are some of its key features and applications?
Yeah. So, look, it's a wearable ring. It doesn't have any, you know, any sort of like screens or blinking lights that you see. But what it does do is it tracks your health and it pairs to an app, both on iOS and Google, right, on the Android ecosystem. And some of the key features are really we give people 3 scores every single day and insights in the app. So if you're an Oura Ring user, you'll get a sleep score that tells you how well you slept last night and some of the details we can get into there, activity, how often you're moving, how intensely you're moving. But actually, the main score we focus on is something called readiness. Readiness gives users a perspective of, actually, how am I doing over sort of a short, medium, and longer term? You know, it may have been a really tough week, and that's starting to wear on me. That is accounted for in your readiness. So we look at physiological characteristics like heart rate variability, which is a great indicator of stress. We look at respiratory rate there. We look at even temperature, which is really interesting. And also your sleep and activity patterns in the prior night and prior week to really give this encompassing overall health score to the user.
All right. So, and as you touched on earlier, that does include a heart score, if you will, too. So it has some the ability to monitor heart health to some degree.
Correct. Yeah, we actually track every single heartbeat all throughout the night. You get to see that rich data. In fact, we're the only wearable that showed our heart rate data overnight is 99% correlated to an EKG overnight in that same hospital grade quality. And we give tons and tons of information and analytics, but in a really easy to use app.
All right. But just to be clear, because some smartwatches can do this, there is no integrated electrocardiogram in the ring.
Correct. There is no EKG sensor itself. You know, what users typically use if they have AFib, atrial fibrillation, which Apple's done a really good job getting that out there. But you'll be able to see actually beat by beat heart rate data, your heart rate curve all throughout the night, when your lowest resting heart rate happened versus normal, and your heart rate variability. Again, that's sort of the change in every single heartbeat, which is a sign of stress, all throughout the night too.
We'll continue learning about the Oura Ring when we return. Stick with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there is no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-832-2366 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC-insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to Figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to Figure.com. That's Figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Harpreet Singh Rai, CEO of Oura. We're learning about the Oura Smart Ring family. I say family because you can customize the design and color of it, but we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, so it sounds like health and wellness is the number one application for this wearable device. Could you also use it, though, for notifications, like if a text comes in or a calendar appointment that you need to know about? Does it vibrate, like any haptic feedback?
Nope. You know, that was a conscious decision for us not to have it blink or vibrate when you get some of that stuff. Again, I think you already got your phone. No reason to bother you twice.
Since there's no screen, talk to us about that deeper dive on the app. What kind of data can you glean there?
Yeah. So every morning, users open their Aura app, and what they see first is that readiness score. We then have something called an insight engine. So you get to actually see a little bit of insight, guidance, and some recommendations on what you should do or try to do that day. And so we do that for the readiness score. We give an insight message. Same thing for the sleep score and activity score. That readiness score will actually determine what we give you in terms of an activity target that day, right? It doesn't make a lot of sense to do a really, really hard workout after a bad night of sleep. Well, that's what the readiness score is actually used for. A lot of people will say, oh, I'm actually really ready today. My rest and heart rate was really good, below my average. I got 6-7 hours of sleep. Man, my respiratory rate was even better than normal. I have a high readiness score. We will change your activity target that day for you to actually go ahead and focus on getting a harder workout when you're well recovered for it. And vice versa, when you feel like crap, it's been a tough week at work, and you're not getting much sleep and you're stressed, that's going to reflect in your data. So we give people insights, and then they can do a deeper dive in each one of those areas to actually see. We give 8 different variables that you can track in each one of those scores every single day. And so I think, there's a ton of data if you want to go deep, yet we still keep it high level and give you the most important takeaways in that insight engine.
Is it true, Harpreet, that researchers found Oura Ring could recognize symptoms of COVID-19 in advance?
Yes. Yeah. We actually during the pandemic, we were the first wearable to launch a study with an academic institution. So we worked with, UCSF, University of California in San Francisco. And we actually donated over 3,000 rings to frontline healthcare workers. And then we actually opened up the study to all of our Oura users. We had over 70,000 people enroll in that study. And what the researchers were able to show, they published a paper that came out in a medical journal in early December. And what they showed was actually using characteristics of the Oura Ring, including temperature, respiratory rate, heart rate, and heart rate variability, we were able to see for 38 out of the first 50 subjects that tested positive in that cohort, people, their data changing significantly up to 3 days in advance before they felt a symptom. So using all the granular level data that we track, researchers were able to extract that, hey, for most people, we can see that you're getting sick up to 3 days before you feel symptoms, which is sort of incredible.
And I read with up to 90% accuracy.
So we had multiple research studies. That first study was UCSF. There was 2 other studies actually done by with us last year with academic institutions. The other one was West Virginia University, the Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute. And they actually put that press release out saying that Oura can see up to, signs up to 3 days in advance with 90% accuracy. There's even another study with Texas A&M where they actually used rings on soldiers and were able to see an outbreak as well. They talked about, 2 to 3 days in advance.
Hmm. With something so small, how is battery life? And how do you charge up the Oura Ring?
Yeah, actually, the battery life is better than your typical wearable. So it turns out that pulse signal on your finger, the same place that they measure your heart rate in a hospital, is actually about 100 times stronger than the pulse signal on your wrist. We were able to use that and, create technology around it, which leads to actually almost a week-long battery life. So most users will get 5 to 6 nights, versus sort of the 1 day of their Apple Watch, and I think that's another reason why people love it. We send a charging dock with each device. It's a USB-C, plugs into sort of any phone charger, and it's a little, almost looks like a half dollar, and you just sort of like pop the ring on it. It's a nice little, small little dock that's really lightweight.
Just to be clear, the dock is USB-C, or is there actually a USB-C port on the ring?
Oh, no, the dock is USB-C.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because you wouldn't want any water or moisture in there. Yeah, okay, so it uses, like, magnetic induction?
Exactly, yeah. Well, okay. It uses induction to charge a ring on top of that wire on that, on that little charger, yeah.
Okay, cool. Before we wrap up, I read the NBA purchased more than 1,000 of your Oura rings for some players and coaches. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I think, sports leagues last year, right, were some of the first organizations to go back to work. And so when the NBA was trying to plan their bubble, they wanted to use the latest and greatest technology to make sure that, not just players and coaches, but even staff, right, all staff at the team level and even the, in the bubble itself, there's over 2,000 people there. We were able to do a partnership with the NBA, which was incredible. We actually had an enterprise level sort of dashboard where people could see if there's all of a sudden an outbreak occurring with a certain team or, things like that. And that actually really helped them during the bubble to keep everyone safe and make sure everyone was healthy and help them prioritize tests if someone, looked like their data was off. So, that was a great outcome. In fact, because of that, I would say, and our research with UCSF and other sports leagues followed. So we were able to partner with the UFC, with NASCAR, with Red Bull Racing and Formula One, and a bunch of other sports teams as well. So it ended up being, I would say, a really good finding from that research that led to a lot of organizations using the product as they figured out how to go to work safely during the pandemic.
Wow, that's super cool. And especially as a startup as well, it must be pretty exciting. So how much does Aura Ring cost? And I did hint at different designs. Maybe you can elaborate a bit on that. And the website is simply auraring.com, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's O-U-R-A-R-I-N-G.com, auraring.com. And, the devices cost $299 to $399. They vary, depending on the color. So we do have a gold ring, and we also have a stealth black and matte black ring, which are $399. But our basic models start, the regular finishing starts at $299. And, the app is included as part of the purchase. There's no subscription. And you just go to the website to learn more.
Okay. Again, the website, auraring.com, auraring.com. Harpreet Singh Rai, great to chat with you. Continued success and have a great spring. Thanks again.
Mark, thanks. Thanks a ton. I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me on the show.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with actor Alan Ritchson, who not only is starring in a new film called Dark Web Cicada 3301 about the real-life internet phenomenon, but he wrote it, directed it, and produced it. So stick with us. You are listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. We'll be right back with Alan Ritchson. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ergo-lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea.
diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everyone, you're listening to Tech It Out. If I listed the filmography of my next guest, we'd run out of time. But you've no doubt seen Alan Ritchson as Aquaman on Smallville. He was in The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, a pair of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles flicks, and in the DC superhero series Titans, to name just a few movies and TV shows. He's a former model, he's a singer, clearly he has so much free time on his hands, as well as the writer, director, producer, and co-star in a brand new film released last week by Lionsgate called Dark Web Cicada 3301. Welcome to the show, Alan. Good to chat with you.
Hey, thanks. Nice to chat with you, too.
Congrats on the new film. Again, for our listeners, it's called Dark Web Cicada 3301. As I mentioned, not only did you direct the film and co-write it, but you star in it as well. Tell us about it.
So Cicada 3301 is based on the real secret society Cicada 3301 and these intriguing scavenger hunt style games that they've played since 2012. People thought for a long time this was like an NSA or CIA recruitment tool. These online games are puzzles and riddles that I think baffle myself and many others. But in the hunt for super geniuses, it seems as though some of the winners have disappeared. So it seemed like good fodder for a movie and seems to be well received so far.
So I was going to ask you, Alan, about in real life. This was these posted cryptid puzzles on 4chan and social platforms like Twitter. So that obviously inspired you to write this. Tell us about the film.
Yeah, so it's a genre blending film. I mean, it's a drama, but there's moments of action, thrills, and I think people realize pretty quickly it's a comedy, which is I think unexpected for this type of movie. And the reason to me why this is so appealing to a broader audience. I mean, I personally am not tech savvy enough to make a tech movie that I think can hold people's attention, and I don't know how many people would be into truly the technical aspects of what Cicada 3301 was doing. You know, so to me it was more about the ideas that they preach and wrestling with those. You know, the part of the game was educating the people playing, which millions of people are aware of Cicada and many have tried the game. But it was about educating them on their worldviews, you know, and the themes are large, you know, the institution versus the individual, what kind of, world order should we have? Are we to govern ourselves or are we to be governed? You know, I mean, these are big ideas and I think they're worth talking about, but I don't think many people want to have that conversation in a sterile 2-hour environment, you know? So to me, I mean, to make it a really fun adventure that also dabbles in these concepts is something worth making a movie about, in my opinion. So the comedy helps relieve some of that, some of the tension that technical jargon creates.
Awesome. And the film just debuted. Was it online only? From what I read initially, Lionsgate had purchased it for a digital release, certainly during COVID, that makes sense. Or is there also a theatrical window?
Yeah, there's as I understand it, there's a limited theatrical window. I don't think it's got a huge rollout, but I'm not sure how these theatrical windows work these days anyway, considering I don't know who's open, but it's mostly available online. So anywhere people are used to getting them, Apple, iTunes, on-demand platforms, I think they can find this.
Okay, yeah, VOD.
Yeah, it's VOD and then Blu-ray on the 16th of March. So we'll see if it heads towards a streaming fate eventually, but not on the Netflix side or Amazon side of things.
Yeah. All right. Since this show is about tech, Alan, I know you said you're not super techie, but do you like gadgets, video games? Do you play around with apps?
I do. I mean, it's a point of contention in my house because my wife is somebody who she'd be fine with like a Motorola Razr. You know, like as long as it flips and it turns on, I can still hear my mom when I talk to her. she'd be cool with that, you know. I, on the other hand, I think like a lot of guys, just really love the advancements that technology makes and want to, you know, I just want to keep up with it and keep the phones fresh, you know. But you know, the tools that I use are mostly related to film. You know, you kind of have to have the latest hardware to keep up with the software these days. You know, and editing, and, you know, editing suites and you know, pre-production, post-production. You know, the tools are pretty amazing these days, but it requires a huge amount of hardware. So I've got like all the gadgets, and you know, I'm grateful for that, but. I don't play a lot of games, you know. I mean, I'm just more tool oriented, you know. Like I've created kind of for myself, you know, what I would consider like a freestanding app out of something like GoodNotes for creating a storyboard shot list hybrid, you know. Like I like creating those kind of tools for myself that just work for what I do. But outside of that, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm no coder.
Okay, I got it. Unlike the character that you play in the film, I think he is a hacker. Is that right?
So I played this character, Agent Carver, who is a bumbling, kind of dim-witted NSA agent, you know, on the trail of Cicada 3301. And in the film, the premise is that the government really wants in to this organization that they can't get in, and they want to put a stop to these ideas. And so they use Connor Black, this genius from the wrong side of the tracks, who's able to figure this kind of stuff out. He stumbles upon this organization, is intrigued, starts chasing them down, and the government decides he's the way in. And so they try and force him into it and use him as a tool to get inside. And a lot of that came from speculation during the games that this is what was really happening, that the government was trying to use some of these individuals to figure out who exactly was behind this and what they really wanted. So sort of loosely inspired by the real events. But the character Connor Black, who is tech savvy, much more tech savvy than I am. Thank God I had Google up and running while writing this thing.
We'll continue chatting with Alan Richson when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Before we continue chatting with Alan Richson, this show is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops, the ZenBook family, the VivoBooks, ExpertBooks for more of a business-grade laptop, and Chromebooks as well. Check out asus.com/US/radio for more info.
Again, we are chatting with Alan Richson. He is the star co-writer, director, and producer behind a new film, Dark Web, Cicada 3301. We're learning about the film as well as his technical expertise outside of the movie, or lack thereof, as he's claiming. But you were about to say before the break that you are working on something. Tell us about it.
I've been working on an app idea. It's a platform to connect producers to talent directly. In my business, there's this middleman of agents or representatives that often make it very difficult for people, even well-funded, well-resourced projects, to connect to talent that would otherwise probably like to know about offers coming in or that kind of thing. It's difficult. So I'm creating a platform for these people, and in working on that, you know, I've got brilliant minds around me, thank God, and you know, they're like, okay, so drop into GitHub and let's go over some of this code real quick. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. Like, can I just say, show you a picture of what I want? You make that pretty picture. Like, there's so much to the technical side of things that I realize the more involved I get in it, the less I know, you know. So that's kind of where I am. But for anybody who's into this kind of thing, I think we did a good job of honoring the truths and the technical specifications of this. My brother's a software engineer, and I sent him the script before we shot it. And I said, can you just make sure I'm not making a fool of myself here? Do I have it right? And he was like, actually, I'm really surprised. Like, you got it. I mean, there's one or two little super technical things, but, you know, we finagled those, and he was happy.
Card-carrying geeks like yours truly, pocket protector and all, we're not easy on films and movies that, you know, and TV shows that get it wrong. You know, we're pretty vocal, but it's great. I'm excited to see the flick. Are you an iPhone or an Android guy?
iPhone all day.
By extension, are you a Mac?
I mean, it just works. Course. The whole ecosystem. By the way, you know, I think the real important work here is figuring out how to modernize the pocket protector joke. Because you
I know, right?
Admit you are a card-carrying pocket protector. But I think today it's like a wrist guard. Would a wrist guard be like
or
a proper
the modern equivalent of the pocket protector option? Yeah, I got to figure that out. That's hilarious. Before we wrap up, Alan, do you prefer your work in front of the camera or behind it?
I'm grateful for the work that I've had in front of the camera. I'm heading into a new show, Jack Reacher, which is something I'm honored to be able to bring to life, a character that iconic. And you know, I love that work. I do. But I personally deeply enjoy being behind the lens. For me, it's just a creative thing. I mean, you know, you mentioned in your intro, which I appreciate, you mentioned modeling. I haven't done that in a long time. But when I was young, you know, that was a career for me. And it was sort of my way out of my hometown, you know. But that's an industry that keeps you silent. I mean, they don't want to hear. They just want to, like, send your body around to cities for photographers to look at, and you're really just a hunk of meat that they're sharing from town to town. I don't like the industry. For me, having come from that kind of background where you're told, like, please don't say anything, just stand there, to not be a part of the creative process is tricky, and acting is very similar in that sense. You're the last link in the creative chain. The story's been written. The film has been funded and financed. There are a lot of executives involved. They've gotten all the crew hired. They picked the location. And then it's like, okay, now let's bring the actor in, fly him in, have him say the lines. And so when you show up sometimes and you're like, actually, like, this doesn't feel very honest to me. I mean, I would probably say something more like this. They're like, I've had it said to me, it's baked crispy hard at this point. Don't try and change it now. And that was always hard for me to hear because I'm like, well, I think there's a better idea there. Nobody asked and nobody's asking, you know. So to be behind the lens means for me having some say creatively. And I, you know, I think everybody thinks their ideas are the best, but I just think that, you know, I have something to contribute as far as whatever my creative voice is. So I prefer being behind the lens, being at the start of those conversations.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We were able to do both, which is fantastic. Evident by Dark Web, Cicada 3301. Congratulations on the launch and all the best. Have a great spring. Stay healthy.
Thanks so much. You too.
Hey, well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out. We learned about the MySound app.
app to let Spotify and Apple Music users share playlists between one another, even though they're competing streaming services. We learned about the Aura Ring, a wearable smart ring, and we caught up with Alan Richson, whose new film, Dark Web Cicada 3301, is now available. Thank you to Western Digital for all your ongoing support on this program. Be sure to pick up a Western Digital external SSD drive. And a huge thank you to Asus for those in search of incredible asus.com/us/radio to check out their laptops and other gear. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a happy and healthy week ahead. And I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. In life, there is no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Along with daylight saving time, this weekend could bring Americans fatter bank balances.
Officials at the Treasury Department and IRS say processing the new round of stimulus payments has already begun. The aim is to have the first payments begin showing up by direct deposit in bank accounts this weekend.
Ken Lorman reports that the stimulus bill that Mr. Biden signed was nearly $2 trillion the day after he signed that on Thursday, the day after it won passage in the House. The measure provides for payments to qualifying individuals up to $1,400, with payments to qualifying family of four, $5,600. Portland, Oregon police found a crowbar, hammers, bear spray, and firearms after they corralled a group of about 100 protesters last night after some began smashing windows. Portland's been the site of frequent violent protests ever since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis back in May. Speaking of, seven jurors were seated in the opening week of the trial of Derren Chauvin, a white police officer who's facing charges in Floyd's death. The court has two more weeks of jury selection blocked out on the calendar before opening arguments scheduled for March 29th. And in Minneapolis, where the death occurred, Mayor Jacob Frey says the city has agreed to pay $27 million to Floyd's family to settle a civil lawsuit over his death.
Today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice, our sustained push for progress, our commitment to Minneapolis, and our commitment and compassion to one another.
Frey says the settlement is a step in the right direction. Security forces in Myanmar today again met protests against last month's military takeover with lethal force, killing at least four people. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Europe has a warning for Microsoft users.
The head of Germany's cybersecurity agency has warned IT systems administrators to swiftly patch known holes in Microsoft Exchange servers or take those systems offline amid concerns of an imminent wave of ransomware attacks. Arne Schoenbaum said the Federal Cybersecurity Authority was particularly concerned that small and medium-sized companies could be targeted. He said on Twitter that it is to be expected that cyber criminals will soon carry out an automated attack, meaning organizations worldwide will face a big wave. Schoenbaum said there were still 20,000 known open systems, and some 5,000 servers, which have already been patched, contain backdoors that might allow attackers entry. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street, had another winning week, ending all major indexes, finishing up in the green Friday afternoon. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Colorado man's been accused of disrupting an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver by refusing to wear a mask.
The man faces a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew and attendants that carries a maximum term of 20 years in prison and a possible $250,000 fine. The FBI arrested 24-year-old Landon Greyer of Cannon City after the flight landed March 9th, according to an affidavit filed in U.S. District Court in Denver. The affidavit says Greyer appeared to be trying to sleep but swatted at an attendant when she asked him repeatedly to put on his mask as required by the FAA. He stated he had no recollection of hitting the flight attendant. Patrick Foss reporting.
Despite the pandemic, commercial air travel appears on the upswing. The TSA screening more than a million passengers yesterday. The last time the number was that high was March 15th last year, just days after the pandemic. More at townhall.com.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Figure.com. Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Are you being hustled by your husky? Is your calico kitten behaving a bit chaotic? Does your beagle have you bewildered? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really do consider your pets part of the family, and want to really understand how they think and why they behave the way they do, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those adorable little furry buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it,
love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, and I mean we are growing, 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 if you want to find out why your dog is chewing, peeing in the house, your cat's not using the litter box, your dog is humping everything in sight, doesn't get along with the dog down the block, turns into Cujo when you take him for a walk, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, you have come to the right place. I will help you cope with your pets, or more than likely, help your pets cope with you. And by the way, just a reminder, if you happen to be a new listener to the Pet Show, welcome, or an old listener to the Pet Show. Everyone that does call into the show and get through to me live on the air today will be getting an absolutely amazing gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a gift will be on its way. The phone number here at the Pet Show, write it down. You're going to want to call 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. You know, we all love to sleep with our pets. But what about the snoring, the kicking, and those cover-hogging dogs and cats? I'll give you both sides of sleeping with your dogs and cats coming up. And by now, you've all read and heard about the saga of Lady Gaga's dogs, but this is what's really important. There have been several other copycat problems taking place. Dogs being stolen. There was just one not too far from me in Venice Beach, California, at gunpoint during the day. They stole someone's German Shepherd puppy. So I thought it would be a good idea, a good time, to share ways to reduce the chances of dog thieves targeting you when you're out walking with your dog. I'll share that a little bit later. Also, I'll share my take on the overreaction of the press and the overreaction of some pet professionals on the dog bite that took place at the White House. Many people think of dog training as a set-and-forget thing, that once a dog learns some basic commands, you're done. That is not true as well. Again, the phone number, if you have any questions or comments, 877-725-8255. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking too much, not using the litter box, not eating, eating too much, surfing the counters, your dog hates other dogs and some people, your poor dog suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, keeps you up at night, or you just feel like you're being a little outsmarted by your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. The phone number again here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Now, it doesn't even have to be a question. If you want to share a story about a wonderful dog or cat that you've recently adopted, or when you've adopted a while ago, how your pets are helping you get through the pandemic, I'd love to hear from you guys as well. And as I said, a great gift will be on its way thanks to my super sponsors. The question of the day, and if you answer it right or wrong, I'll send you a gift anyway. The question of the day is, does your pet help you sleep, or does your pet keep you awake? Does your pet help you sleep, or does your pet keep you awake? Give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And on today's show, I'll be giving away my own Hugs and Kisses, brand new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Authors Who've Gold for Hips and Joints, those amazing T-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my behavior books, either dog or cat, and hemp seed oil for allergy, calming, immune, joint, and cat as well. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. And again, that question is, does your pet help you sleep or keep you awake? Give me a call. Let me know. Right now, we are going to my friend Lolly in California. Hey, Lolly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for being so patient. I know you were online for a long time on my LA show, so thank you for coming on the national show as well. How can I help you?
So I have a Bichon Frise. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly.
Well, you can call, I call them Bichon Frises, but you can call them whatever you want.
Anyways, he is 13 years old, and I feel I have two issues with him. He's a happy little guy. He has a carrot for breakfast, all the time, and then he has his regular lunch and regular dinner. So he's happy-go-lucky. He loves to go on walks and everything, but I've noticed lately that I've been, when I go hug him or he's sleeping with us or whatever, he whimpers a little, and I'm thinking, he's at that age. Could he be having joint problems?
You said he was 13 years old?
He's 13, and he's
okay.
He just had a physical. He did really well. They told me they were surprised that he was 13 because he looked so good.
Yeah, but again, when is the crying taking place? Is it when he moves or just kind of waking up, sleeping?
No, when I go reach for him and I pick him up, or like my husband won't let him jump off bed, like he'll carry him because he thinks he's getting old.
Oh, I love you. I love your husband already, Larry. But let me ask you a question. He's 13 years old. His appetite is fine?
Yes, his appetite is fine.
Okay, and so the thing that may concern me a little bit, you've been to the vet, you got a pretty clean bill of health, which is a really good sign. Is it possible that the dog is, in fact, losing some of its vision or losing some of its hearing? Is that a possibility?
Some of his hearing?
Whether he's, is he losing his ability to hear entirely? You know, as they get older, just like with us, they don't hear the same way as they did when they were younger. Also, if you're telling me it's when you kind of move towards him or he moves at you at night, it may be possible also that his eyes are not seeing the same way they did when he was younger. So that could be part of it. The fact that you've been to the vet and you've kind of got a clean bill of health and the vet's checked everything, you know, it's probably arthritis. It could be that as well. So I'm going to send you something for that. But I just want you to kind of be conscientious about whether or not you notice any changes in the way he's hearing or the way he's seeing. That can be indicative of different problems as well. But, you know, Bichons are a great breed of dog and just an amazing breed of dog. 13 years old. I've seen him 15, 16, so he got a few years ahead of you, Lolly. What's his name?
Fluffy, because he's real fluffy. He looks just like a popcorn.
He does look like a popcorn. So what I want to do, is it okay if I send you some hemp seed oil?
Of course, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil. Again, it's the same company you hear me talk about on the show in Los Angeles. It's my friends at NatureVet, based right here in Temecula, California, not too far from where you are, by the way. And I'm going to send you the hemp seed oil specifically for joint health. Call back in a few weeks. Let me know how it's working for you. I've heard amazing results about it. But I also want you to keep an eye on the vision, and I want you to keep your eye on the hearing as well.
Thank you, Warren. I have one more question.
Is sure, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
You know, another thing with him, and I'm not really sure why. I'm not sure if it's anxiety, but because since COVID, you know, we feel like he's the one that won because someone's always home with him, and so he loves that. But he decides he's going to sleep with mommy and daddy, and then suddenly he'll get up and go to my daughter's room. And then suddenly he'll get up and go to my other daughter's room. And I'm not sure if, like, he used to not be like that. It's like he's not comfortable in one bed, so he goes and try the other one.
I think it's also possible. There might be a little dementia going on there, but it's also with a 13-year-old dog that has an incredible family that you just described to me. It's very, very possible that he's just going around. As they get older, they become more protective sometimes, just going around making sure everyone feels good.
Okay, great.
Lolly, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and Al will pick up, and we are going to send you some NatureVet hemp seed oil for your pet's joints, and I do appreciate that phone call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Robert, we got Andrea in Omaha, Carrie in Iowa. We'll get right to your calls, a quick break, then right back at you. Now, for over a year now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and how it's the food I feed my own guys, Molly and Willie. They look amazing. They feel amazing. You guys see them on all my social networking. But every day, a day doesn't go by when I hear from listeners all across the country about how well their dogs and cats are doing now that they're feeding Lucy Pet Formula like pet food with that so important prebiotic formula. And if you're not familiar with prebiotics, prebiotics really help those probiotics work even better. There's not another food on the market like Lucy Pet Formula like pet food, the feed I feed my pets, being fed by shelters, rescues, police departments, even the FBI feeds Lucy Pet Food. But don't take my word alone. Here's exactly what one of my listeners had to say about Lucy Pet Food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. and I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
That's exactly, you should get that dog food. I'm glad you did get it. It's the food I feed my own dogs. Why would I not feed my own dogs the best food I could find on the market? And as far as I'm concerned, there's only one, Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food, by the way, is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or go to their website, which is LucyPet.com. So there's no reason that your dogs and cats aren't getting that healthy prebiotic, probiotic formula in Lucy Pet Food. Check it out at Amazon.com. Chewy.com or LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Let's face it, when it comes to tech, it's easy to become overwhelmed with tech terminology and acronyms and jargon. But that's where Tech Easy comes in. It's a website to explain the bits, the bytes, and turning geek speak into street speak. Jared Kahn from Tech Easy explains how it started.
So Tech Easy really started from an idea that I had when I was myself putting together my smart home and getting all the different pieces of, you know, my smart locks and my smart lights and my smart speakers to all talk to each other. And while I was finding it, you know, some products were really easy to get going by themselves, to have them all speak to each other was really, you know, a whole other beast. So, you know, we put together really a model that would be able to make tech easy for everyone.
More on making tech easy tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
wants to be a cat.
Everybody wants to be a cat. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Remember, everyone that calls and gets to be live will get a great gift for their best friend. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Does your dog or cat help you sleep or keep you awake? According to an article I just read recently, sleeping with dogs or cats, some people say sleeping with their pets against them. They start with this rhythmic breathing, and it really helps them fall asleep, and it puts them right out, even if they have insomnia. Someone else says they can't sleep because their pet disturbs them. That was a study released by Mayo Clinic. So the question is, what about your dogs and cats? Do they help you sleep or not? Or are they snoring, kicking, and cover-hogging pets? Give me a call and let me know, 877-725-8255. And I will send you a great gift for your dog or cat. But right now, let's go to my friend Robert. Hey, Robert, welcome to the Pet Show.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you very much. I had a couple quick questions for you. The last person that you just talked to about her pet with the dementia. So I have, let's say more than a couple dogs that are in the ages of 13 to 16. And a couple of them are going blind. Poor Marley, he can't hear correctly, but he's starting to pee anywhere now. Like, he'll walk into the wall or stop. He doesn't even get off the bed anymore. He'll just lift his leg.
Well, you know, you should have that conversation with your vet. Of course, you know, at the age that you're telling me and the things that are going on, there are some great new medications that might be really beneficial. Now, if it were my dog and he were having accidents and he was older and the vet said, listen, he's just older and there's no way to do it, I would consider using doggy diapers on my dog.
Okay, great. One other question, if I could.
Sure.
My pet pig, Barry, she's 15 years old and she has arthritis in her front right hoof. And she bends it a lot, trying not to walk on it. I was wondering, with that CBD oil, could I use that? Could I give that to her?
Well, yeah, you can definitely use CBD oil, but I just know the dosage for a pig. You know, I've had many pigs in my lifetime, but the two pigs that I had, one was 900 pounds and one was 1,200 pounds. I'm sure you're talking about a mini pig here?
She started out mini, but she's about 150 pounds.
One of those Texas mini pigs, huh?
Right, and she's I call her the pig lady. She's out there in Marietta, and she comes to my house once a year to do her nails and look at her and stuff.
Yeah.
And the vet that she goes to gave me a prescription for like a pain pill that I can pick up at Costco, but I was just curious if the CBD oil, since it's natural, would that be a better solution?
Well, you know what? I can send you some hemp seed oil. But what I want you to do, Robert, I just want you to run it by your vet first, because I know that pigs can take hemp seed oil. I just don't know the amounts. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm going to
specifically send you some hemp seed oil from my good friends over at Nature Vet based in Temecula, not too far from you anyway. So I'll send that over to you. But again, I would either run it by your vet or you can run it by the pig lady and find out what she thinks. But I know that it's okay to use CBD and hemp seed oil for the pig. I just don't know the exact amount to give them in terms of their weight at this point.
I'd just like to give a shout out if I could.
Go ahead.
So I'm in the San Fernando Valley, and you're talking about this. Ooh, man, it was before what's going on now with the COVID. But I wanted to give a shout out to Valley Drugs because they do compound. Marley and a couple of my other dogs, they have urinary infections, and they have to take this pill for the rest of their life. And that was the only guy I could find around. He's reasonable and he's fast.
Well, you know what? I don't know them specifically, but I would, and I'm sure they're great. But check out Petty Cub also. Tell them you're listening to my show. See if you don't get a better discount.
Petty Cub. Okay, I will.
They're right near you. They're right in LA. So it's PETICUB. It's not Petty Club. It's Petty Cub. PETICUB. You can call them. They're not there today, but you can go on their website. Tell them I sent you, and I think you're going to get a much better discount.
Okay. Just one last thing.
Go ahead.
Dr. George McCarr is our vet. He's out here in the valley. Beautiful man. Beautiful man.
I'm glad you said it, because I don't know him. But if you say he's good, then maybe I can recommend him at this point to people in the valley that want a new vet.
Yeah, he's like a pet whisperer. He touches the dogs and he knows exactly what's going on with them. I've never seen anything like it.
Robert, listen.
I got him a bus. Let me put Robin on hold, and we're going to send Robert some hemp seed oil for the joint health, and I appreciate that phone call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I got hugs and kisses to give away. Cats Incredible, cat food, dog food by Lucy, 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. A quick break, then right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive View UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
All CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Back on the Pet Show. If you let them out, don't forget to let them in. Great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls will get a great gift for their dog or cat if they get through to me live. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We're going to get to as many calls as we possibly can. Let me go right now to my friend Andrea in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Andrea, let me ask you a question. Andrea, are you excited about the game tonight, Creighton versus Georgetown?
Yes, I am.
You know, even though I live in Southern California, I have a lot of family in Nebraska, so I'm fast becoming a Blue Jay person.
Yeah.
Hey, it should be a great game tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I have a dog that is a trained service dog. She handles... It's been hard. She was born in July, so she's having trouble getting socialized because I couldn't take her around anyone with COVID. And now when we go to stores, she attempts to jump up on people. I don't let her do it. I pull her back, but I can't get her, break her of doing that. So much so that I went to a local store. They said that she can't ever be in that store again.
Is she a certified service dog?
She is. She was certified because this entire time I was working with a certified trainer through Zoom, and he would tell me what to do every day, and then he would, you know, make sure she's doing it, and he would test her.
Yeah, but you see, in other words, if the dog does have a certified piece of paper certifying him as a service dog, then by law they must let the dog in. I know this because I was arrested before there was service dogs in New York City. I took a group of dogs that were hearing ear dogs before they were allowed. I took a group into Bergdorf Goodman on Fifth Avenue in New York City and actually got arrested till my point was proven that other service dogs are just as valuable. So, but it sounds to me like the training you did via Zoom might have been okay, but if the dog is jumping on people, then he's not really reacting like a service dog should react. I think what you need to do is have some more training, and the training needs to be done with you, not on Zoom, with you at the locations where the problem is. I mean, when someone is specially training service dogs, their whole objective is to confront every situation that the guardian is ultimately going to confront with the service dog that they have. So in other words, training on Zoom is fine and dandy. However, if you're not able to take your dog to the places you have to go, what good is having a service dog at that point? I would contact a local group, a local certified service dog behavior trainer. I would work with them. You might just need a few lessons, but you want to be able to take the dog with you. Obviously, the dog is certified to take with you. He just needs some education, and the education you got might have been nice and dandy, but the fact that he's not reacting to it, what good is it? What good is it to have the perfectly trained dog at home when you take him outside and he's an entirely different dog? So I think you need to find someone in Omaha, a good, solid, happy, balanced trainer that's willing to work with you and has the ability to certify the dog the right way so that the stores have no option but to let you in at that point, Andrea.
We will, but the fact that is I have medical conditions that we're waiting till I get the shot, then we can meet together.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but in other words, and you, when you check them out, make sure that whoever you hire has had their shots as well. I mean, I just had my second shot not that long ago. Yeah, so you might have to wait a little bit, but that's definitely the way to go, Andrea. Having a service dog is a privilege and a responsibility, and the responsibility of a service dog means that that service dog has to react and respond in a positive way around other people. And that's not what he's doing at this point. He's a service dog to serve you. When he's home, he can do whatever he wants. But when he's out with you, he has to have a different line of behavior.
Yeah, he only does it at this one store, and it's because the store is so small, everyone's crammed together. I can take her to any other store. She doesn't even notice people. That one's just such a wild, lively store.
What type of store is it?
It's called Beer and Wine and Spirits. It's a local alcohol store.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the dog's getting a buzz when he walks in there smelling too much alcohol. I don't know, Andrea. Anyway, what I would do is if you were to hire me, which you can't, but if you were to hire me, what I would be doing to certify your dog is I would be working with the dog. I would have a conversation with the owner of the liquor store. I would be working with you at that location. I would have people that I know coming into the store so I can work with the dog if he's misbehaving. That's what you need to do. The type of trainer that's one-on-one with you, working with you at the location. You may have to wait till everyone's vaccinated, not too much longer. I've got my fingers crossed, but that's where you need to be at this point.
Yeah, this owner's like, I don't care if you guys are going to come in here or not. I will not allow you guys to train him in here. I don't want any service dogs in my business. And I was like,
if you have a certified service dog, he cannot, that's a federal law. It's not a state law. It's a federal law. If your dog is certified and your doctor certifies you in need of a service dog, he has no right to tell you not to be there. However, if the dog is not behaving like a service dog and it's interfering with his customers, then he has a right to ask you to either get some more training. But he cannot keep you out of the store if, in fact, the dog is a certified service dog. Hey, Andrew, I got to move on, but let me put you on hold. Let me send Andrea for her dog. You know what? I am going to send you some Lucy pet food in Omaha. Switch the food over gradually. You'll have the happiest, healthiest service dog in all of beautiful Omaha, Nebraska, which I might be coming to in the not-too-distant future. Hey, great time to give me a call. I still got hugs and kisses to give away, Cat's Incredible Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Authors of Gold, T-shirts, copies of my behavior books, hemp seed oil. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get one of these great gifts. As I said, many worth $25, $35, $40 and more. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer my question, which is, does your dog or cat sleep with you? Does he keep you awake, or do they make you sleep easier? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. The way to get to a quick break, then right back at you. I am bragging. Grab your pens and papers. Grab them. I got a special deal on my own hugs and kisses that's only good until Monday. So you got to get this down right. You know, when your name is on the label and your reputation is on the line, and mine is, and I made a promise over 35 years ago that hugs and kisses vitamin mineral supplement will keep your dogs and cats healthy and happy, and it has. But now I've taken your suggestions from over the years and I've upgraded this favorite product. Introducing the new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement. Now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics and probiotics to the new 4-in-1 to improve gut health and increase the absorption of vitamins and minerals from your pet's regular diet. Hugs and Kisses vitamin content is boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Hugs and Kisses now has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for the most incredible skin and coat, shedding down to a bare minimum, a glossy coat, no more dander hairballs, just about gone. I also eliminated wheat, corn, and soy, the most common allergens for our pets. Hugs and Kisses will optimize your pet's health at any age, with essential antioxidants to fortify the nutritional needs of both dogs and cats. So keep your pets happy and healthy by feeding my own tasty Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and Wish.com, or my website, thepetshow.com. Here's the deal, folks. Now,
Your pet has been begging you to try Hugs and Kisses for a while, and there's no better time than right now. My new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 multivitamins for dogs and cats is having a special Try Me sale through Monday the 15th. That's this Monday only. Just enter the code online, TryNewHK. Try New HK at checkout, and you'll receive 15% discount on small or medium jar. Make your pet's dreams come true and order a jar today, or you can call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hugs. Mention the word you want to try me sell for 15% off. Do it today. Check out Hugs and Kisses at either 1-800-430 and the word hugs, my website, thepetshow.com, amazon.com, wish.com, or walmart.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal rate, and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and all consumer access at org, number 330.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shape, they're back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/13/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Disco Duck here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 877-725-8255. Don't forget to check out that special deal at Hugs and Kisses at thepetshow.com or call my office at 1-800-430-4847. Make sure you mention that you heard me say 15% off if you call or type in try new Hugs and Kisses. Let me get that out for you. I'll give it to you in just a second, but let me get back to the phones. Let's go to my friend Carrie in Iowa. Hey, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I have a 3-year-old Great Pyrenees Border Collie that we adopted about six
months
ago.
That's quite a combination. What does he look like?
Oh, he's huge.
Does he have the snowshoe in the back, the double dew claw?
He has a dew claw in the front and the back.
All right. The Great Pyrenees is one of the few breeds that's allowed or supposed to. It's standard to have that snowshoe or that double dew claw because they use it for negotiating the mountains. Yeah, great breed, great combination. So what's your question?
I'm calling because he's a great dog. He's really well-behaved inside, doesn't get up on the table and lick everything off and everything. When we go on walks, if he sees a dog or a squirrel, he just bolts. He takes off, and he's almost 80 pounds, and my arm usually goes with him, and I have had too many injuries to keep doing this, and I'm just wondering, is this something I can get him to quit doing? And
have you worked with any trainers at all?
We did, and it seemed to work right away, but after that, he's like, oh, I'm so done with this, and then he still wants to bark. And
well, you know, this is the problem. Some people assume that it's set it and forget it when it comes to dog training, and it's not set it and forget it. Let's assume that your dog was trained and he was doing well. Chances are you stop doing the training after that. You know, once you learn the alphabet, you start reading, you don't go back to the alphabet. With dogs, it's a little bit different. What you need to do is go back to your basic training, continue doing it every single day for 5 or 10 minutes to establish the proper authority. We know the dog can respond to it. We know the dog behaves well. However, what's happening now is when he goes to pull you, it becomes a tug of war and nobody's learning anything. I would go back to your basic training, number one. Number two, when the dog does react, don't stop. I know it's hard. Continue walking. If the dog realizes that you're not going to respond, Carrie, then he's not going to respond either. I don't have a lot of time, but this is not a difficult problem to resolve. One session, a trainer could work with you. What I'm going to do, though, instead, is, Carrie, I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want you to focus on the chapter specifically on walking the dog. There's also a chapter in there on excessive barking. It sounds to me like when you take your dog for a walk, he's becoming a little possessive over you, and he's going after other things that he sees. You need to gain that control, not in a negative way, in a positive way. Go back to your basic training, and once you've established your basic training, you'll have a positive way to communicate with him. Try it for a week or two. Give me a call back. Let's put Carrie on hold. I'm going to send her a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Very easy problem to resolve. You just got to be really consistent, Carrie, I promise. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break. We have Jasmine in California, Ron in Delaware. We got Frank in Florida. We are all over the place. We'll get to all your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Don't worry. We got a whole other hour to go. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. When it comes to cats, the most important thing that you can do, besides feeding them good, nutritious food and taking care of their veterinary needs, is to make sure that the litter you're using is safe and healthy. The only litter I recommend and endorse is loose Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, and let me explain why. Let's talk about ammonia, which I call the silent pet killer. Exposure to ammonia is unhealthy for all of our pets. In fact, it's unhealthy for us as well. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents ammonia from forming in the first place. So it's not one of those litter that covers it up or smells like perfume. It actually prevents the ammonia from forming, which means there is no ammonia. In fact, its patent-pending technology will keep your home healthy and free of odors. Ammonia happens to be the main cause of litter box odors. But with Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter keeping the box ammonia-free, guess what? The litter is going to stay fresher that much longer. Cat's Incredible Litter is safe. It's reliable. It can be used with all cats. So I know what you're thinking. Warren, why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible? It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats really do prefer. Even those finicky felines will be incredibly happy with their new litter. So let's talk about healthy cats, because I'm assuming we all want healthy cats. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and many of those alternative litters you guys might be using. This can actually cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. By the way, environmentally sourced and made right here in the United States. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, or you can check it out at their website, LucyPet.com. I'm telling you, if you want to use the safest cat litter out there, the one I recommend and endorse is Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. Again, available at Amazon, Chewy, or LucyPet.com. Order yours today or more next time. This is The Pet Show.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Rides on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy tastes good.
Slothful Induction. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Slothful induction is a philosophical fallacy where an arguer resists the proper conclusion to inductive reasoning despite evidence to the contrary. For example, if a young man gets into 10 fights at school in 6 months, all with different people, all for different reasons, and then says that he has nothing to do with why the fights just find him, and then that's a slothful induction. The most you can do when someone is making a slothful induction is to point out evidence to the contrary. After all, people are free to believe whatever they want, regardless of evidence. Belief is a matter of preference, and the more people can acknowledge that what they believe is simply a belief and not a logical conclusion, the less attached they can be to defending their beliefs, and the less need they can feel to convert others to believing the same. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Yeah, take my
We're back on the Pet Show. We're going to have to take a quick break for the top of the hour, just a short break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got Susie in Florida, Jasmine in California, Frank in Florida. We got Ron in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls, I promise, just a minute or two. You just heard me speak to a woman talking about training. She said she trained a dog when it was younger. Many people think of dog training as a bit of set and forget thing, and that when your dog has got to grips with a few basic commands, you're all done. However, dogs can and do learn for their entire duration of their lives, and many pet guardians continue to train their dogs and teach the new skills and refresh the old ones right into the dog's old age. There are many benefits to both dog and owner. You know, just like people when they get older and they read for cognitive reasons, when you have a dog, you might have trained him when he was younger, but keep up with the training. Teach the dog new things to do. Focus on the old things. It's really important to reestablish that relationship and make sure your dog understands what the expectations are before you try to correct him. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break, give your pets a hug and a kiss. We'll be right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.